Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it's not just Friday, it's Follow-Up Friday, where we dig a little deeper on things that came up briefly during the week. We're just going to do a short couple of minute explanation of something that left some folks scratching their head. Those of you who were listening on Tuesday might remember the discussion we had with Matthew Goldstein, who's chair of the New York City Charter Revision Commission. We discussed the charter review process that had just been completed. And during that discussion, we got the following call about one reason that city council members might have wanted three terms in the term limits rather than two. This came from Paul in Harlem. Let's listen to that call again. We'll hear Paul, me, and Chancellor Goldstein.
I wanted to stress a point that I think few people are aware of, which is that to qualify for a pension, a city council person needs to be in office a total of 9 years, which I think is a very important consideration in extending term limits. Just wondered what your guests would want to say about that.
Well, first, Chancellor Goldstein, is that a true fact, that you get a lifetime pension if you've been in office in city council for 9 years?
I honestly don't know the answer to that. We did have one council member who testified that indicated that he would like to have a pension, and in order to qualify for a pension, he would need to be in office for three terms.
And that city councilman, who may regret having been so honest, was Jumaane Williams, who wrote as part of his official testimony that, quote, "I believe three terms is necessary to do the best possible job. Of course, I would love 3 4-year terms. For one, it would be great to have the possibility to reach the 10-year mark in terms of city pension for my family," unquote. And Councilman Williams and the other incumbents are getting their wish, because the two-term limit will kick in again for newly elected members. Those already in will be grandfathered, so to speak, and have the option of three terms. Charles Brescher, the research director at the Citizens Budget Commission and a professor of public administration at NYU, joins us now just for a couple of minutes to explain city council pensions and how one gets vested in New York City. Hey, Charles, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Was the caller, Paul, correct? Does it take 9 years to get vested in a city pension?
I don't think he is correct. I think for the city employment system that covers most of the civilian employees, that used to be 10 years to be vested until 1998, but it was lowered to 5 years. So actually, a second term would vest somebody in the pension system.
So then Councilman Williams is wrong, too, and he doesn't even need that third term?
I don't believe so. I think what he needs it for is to be vested with respect to the health insurance benefits that retirees get. That still remains at 10 years. If you retire as a city employee, you not only get a pension, but you're also entitled to have your health insurance for you and your spouse covered for the rest of your life.
So let me understand this. If you serve in city council from age 35 to 45, you then get, from that point, city taxpayer-funded health insurance for the rest of your life for you and your family?
Well, not from 45. You'd have to meet the age retirement, both for the pension and
the health insurance. Oh, you have to reach retirement age first.
Yes.
I see. And that would be in addition to Medicare.
That's right. You would get the health insurance when you could retire at 62, typically, so it would be the full health insurance from 62 to 65. When you reach 65, you get the supplementary benefits to Medicare, but the city also pays your premiums to Medicare. You get reimbursed for any premiums you have to pay to Medicare.
So you get that supplemental. We'll pretty much leave it here, but do you give Jumaane Williams points for honesty, even if he's regretting saying that now?
Well, certainly you have to give them credit for honesty. I think the important point to take away here for taxpayers who are going to, put about $7 billion into the pension funds this year is that this whole notion that the pension has become such an important part of the compensation package for people who do public service is just no longer going to be sustainable, and we're not going to be able to keep this up and give people the kind of retirement benefits they've had.
If you're in city council for 8 years and do some other city employee work for 2 years, do you still get that health benefit?
I believe you would. In other words, you can accrue service in another job title in the city retirement system.
And any reason to think that this favor for the council members was taken into account by the Charter Revision Commission?
I have no way of knowing that. That's ask Chancellor Goldstein.
Charles Brescher, Research Director at the Citizens Budget Commission, the business-funded think tank that looks at the city budget. Thank you very much for joining us and clearing
Thank
that
you.
Up. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, your favorite community gardens as our last segment of the week. In fact, your favorite any kind of garden, which we'll get some experts on, and call in with maybe the most unusual, the most prolific, the garden, no matter whose it is, that you like to go and see somewhere in our area. 212-433-WNYC. Call in right now, 212-433-9692. We'll take those calls right after this.